Friday, August 21st, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 1 through 10. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will stir up the spirit of a destroyer against Babylon, against the inhabitants of Lamechmiah, and I will send to Babylon winnowers, and they shall winnow her. And they shall empty her land when they come against her from every side on the day of trouble. Let not the archer bend his bow, and let him not stand up in his armor. Spare not her young men, devote to destruction all her army. They shall fall down slain in the land of the Chaldeans, and wounded in her streets. For Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God, the Lord of hosts, but the land of the Chaldeans is full of guilt against the Holy One of Israel. Flee from the midst of Babylon, let every one save his life. Be not cut off in her punishment, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance, the repayment he is rendering her. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand, making all the earth drunken. The nations drank of her wine, therefore the nations went mad. Suddenly Babylon has fallen and been broken. Well for her, take balm for her pain, perhaps she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she was not healed. Forsake her and let us go each to his own country, for her judgment has reached up to heaven and has been lifted up even to the skies. The Lord has brought about our vindication. Come, let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. The Lord vindicates his people. Babylon appeared invincible. It had conquered nations, destroyed Jerusalem, and carried God's people into exile. Yet Jeremiah announces that Babylon's strength would not last. The Lord would judge the empire that had become an instrument of his judgment. His people were not forgotten. Babylon's coming destruction demonstrates the Lord's sovereignty over the nations and his faithfulness to his covenant people. God's people still need this reminder. The world may appear dominated by powers that oppose God and his word. Evil may seem triumphant, while Christians suffer and wait. But the Lord has not abandoned his church. His judgment is certain and his promises cannot fail. We see the fullest assurance of this at the cross. There Christ appeared defeated, yet through his suffering and death he conquered sin, death, and the devil. The cross teaches us not to judge God's faithfulness by appearances. In Christ, forgiveness is secure and our future is certain. Therefore repent, believe, and trust the Lord who saves his people. Amen.